Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, very important broadcast lined up for you today. Already the 29th day of June 2004, coming up on our nation's birthday, July 4th. That was the Declaration of Independence, which the government openly teaches in law enforcement colleges and to police across the nation. They teach it's a terrorist document. Who knows? I might read the Declaration of Independence on air today if I have time, or at least some portions of it. Okay. Coming up in the next hour, I've been meaning to interview this guy for a while, but we're going to be talking to him. He's Phil Jahan. He has the 911letsroll.com website. The videos of the planes with the pods on the bottoms and the rest of it. And I mean, this is real information that needs to be looked at. Now, I don't spend all my time on it. I spend most of my 9/11 time on public officials being warned not to fly, the Bushes and the Bin Ladens, Al-Qaeda being CIA, Bin Laden meeting with the CIA, CIA insider trading, most of the hijackers still being alive. There's hundreds of those points that are totally documented, that cannot be weaveled around, you know, that the government cannot answer to. When you have subjects like what hit the Pentagon, when obviously, folks, something weird's going on there, and hey, what's on the bottom of that plane? And I mean, I've got videos from when it happened. I mean, it's on the videos I take. It's on the French video. It's something's going on with these aircraft. So we should spend some time discussing it. All I've ever said is that we need to spend time looking at all of it, discussing all of it. That's been my approach. And that's not criticism of those that focus on the architecture of the buildings and the bombs inside. We've spent a lot of time on that. That's not criticizing people who focus on, you know, what really hit the Pentagon or missile pods or control pods on the bottom of the aircraft. I mean, there's a lot of evidence in that direction. I would just say that it's not ironclad because you'll never be able to totally conclusively prove it. But we'll talk about that with Phil Jahan, and also his story from a few days ago that we talked about yesterday. You know, has the Flight 93 shoot-down pilot been identified? You know, is this accurate information? Or are Colonel Donna Grand Prix and Phil Jahan and even myself being fed this info? We've always got to be watchful for that and just ask the questions. And so that's what I've been endeavoring to do. So that's in the second hour. The websites, of course, are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, and, of course, prisonplanet.com. And, boy, there is so much important news that we're going to be covering here today. Where to start? Army plans involuntary call-up of thousands. Associated Press. Now, again, that's a form of draft. In fact, the worst type of draft. These people have already voluntarily served. So you can't say, oh, make them hippies serve. No, they've already served, in some cases, 5-10 years. And now they're going to force them to re-up. That is conscription, the worst type of conscription, and they're heating up for the big draft next year for all of us. Also, a headline here, and this has been in Capitol Hill Blue, it's been in the Daily Times, it's been in a bunch of different websites. Now, Bush going crazy, say his aides. I don't agree with this, really, folks, but we'll go over it. Also, House bill would enforce Patriot Act secrecy clause. Wait to hear about this. Just a lot of key information coming up. You'll want to stay with us.
My family is breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudell here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone Air Purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone Air Purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone Air Purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 8 minutes and 35 seconds into this first hour. Thank you for joining us again. In the first little segment, I talked about how we've got Phil Jahan of 911letsroll.com, or .org, excuse me, coming on the broadcast. And we're going to talk about missile pods on the bottom of the planes. We're going to talk about the Pentagon. We're going to talk about Colonel Don DeGrandpre and Mr. Jahan. The two of them have been saying that they know the identity of the pilot that shot down Flight 93. And clearly from the eyewitnesses, the police and others, they said they saw F-16s shooting it down. And clearly an 8-mile debris field. I mean, that's where all the evidence is pointing. But we cannot totally confirm it. That's why we're trying to ferret out more information as a news broadcast. And so we're going to have Phil Jahan on, as I said, in the next hour. He's been up in D.C., and his voice is almost gone, but we appreciate him coming on the show with us here in about 51 minutes. So, again, that is coming up. All right, something that is totally ironclad, but is still being called a conspiracy theory, is the national draft. And I'm sorry to those listeners that have been listening the last 2 years as we covered the draft, the impending draft, who are sick of hearing about this. I'm sick of talking about it, but we have to restate the facts. Because scores, legions of news articles are being written saying that there is no such thing as a draft, that it's a wild urban legend, a wives' tale. And why do all these weirdos on the left and right think that a draft is coming? Maybe because the government's reauthorizing and setting up the draft boards. Maybe because senators and congressmen like Hagel and Rangel have called for it. Perhaps because there's a bunch of different versions of different draft legislation bills in Congress. Perhaps it's because the Army's saying they need double the troops they now have in Iraq to control the country. Maybe it's because enlistment has fallen off by 35% to 50%+, depending on what service it is. That's the reality here. The government is saying, committee chairmen have been saying, they're getting ready to study it and they're going to try to pass it next year. Obviously, during the election year, while they're setting it all up, and we notice that they're going to go, oh no, never mind, just go back to sleep. We wouldn't dare pass a draft because it's so wildly unpopular. I mean, if we've handed over Iraq, if it's so sovereign, this former CIA terrorist, current CIA terrorist, has been appointed by our government, and Saddam has been handed over to him, but our troops run the prison he's in. I mean, it's a joke, people. If there's so much freedom over there, we can leave. You know, let the dirty UN have it. No, the UN's going to come in and direct our troops, and Bush now says last week that we're going to be under UN control, and he's going to go ahead and let us be under international law. Oh, how conservative. And for the last year, regular Army, regular Marines, regular Navy, regular Air Force enlisted officers as well have been told, hey, you didn't read the fine print when you signed up 15, 10, 3 years ago. You didn't read the fine print. Once you sign on, we can keep you in here indefinitely, forever, 20-something years. So they've already been doing that, but finally it's starting to come out in the mainstream media. This is out of the Associated Press today. Army plans involuntary call-up of thousands. The U.S. Army is planning an involuntary mobilization of thousands of reserve troops to maintain adequate force levels in the Iraq and Afghanistan defense, officials said on Monday. The move involved the seldom-tapped individual ready reserve represents the last evidence of the strain being placed on the U.S. military, particularly the Army, by operations in those two countries. Roughly 5,600 soldiers from the ready reserves will be notified of possible deployment this year, including some soldiers who will be notified within the month, said an Army official speaking on a condition of anonymity. Senior defense officials said these individuals are being called back to fill specific shortages for specific jobs. And he said the last time the ready reserves were used were soldiers who had completed their active duty obligations, was mobilized in any significant numbers, was during the 91 Gulf War. Army officials are in the process of briefing members of Congress on the mobilization plan, a formal announcement on Wednesday. And again, I mean, I see one of these articles every few weeks. This is just one new wave of it. We've got troops in over 160 countries. From 160-plus thousand in Iraq to a couple dozen in Grenada. But they've got them spread all over the place. Tens of thousands in Germany. Tens of thousands in South Korea. Tens of thousands in Japan. Hundreds of countries, over 160. And now they're saying they want to go into Iran, they want to go into Syria, they want to go into all these new countries. And they're telling you in the media that, oh no, there's no plan for a draft as the bills are introduced. And it's a new type of draft. The National Compulsory Service Acts. There's different versions of it, but drafts for professionals, drafts for young people, women as well, in some of the versions of the bill, 18 to 49. But don't worry, you'll be able to serve here domestically as a good little slave. It's a new type of draft. It's national service. It's for everybody. And under a draft, they can make you take all the vaccines and make you take all the drug tests, make you go out and be their little guinea pigs. And then they've said the domestic groups of people that stay here are going to be running checkpoints and involved in community action under the government's control and spying on their neighbors. I mean, it doesn't get much more Orwellian than this. And all of this on the heels of the articles yesterday where Bush comes out and the Supreme Court says the president is allowed to arrest anybody he wants to, secretly arrest them, not give them a trial, but don't worry, they can complain to the judge advocate general. They can complain to the secret military court. I mean, talk about more doublespeak. The levels of doublespeak that and doublethink that we're witnessing are just mind-boggling. I mean, I go back to this, appoint a government who appoints a president, increase the troop levels, the guy's guarded by our troops, our government runs everything, there's another 50,000, at least, private mercenaries, private contractors in Iraq, so that's over 200,000, that's 210,000 U.S. personnel of one type or another. You're in Iraq right now, and they say we're going to be there for 10 years. That's the Pentagon's official reports. Wolfowitz just said it again yesterday. And this is freedom. And now the new puppet president, who's an admitted terrorist, bombing school buses and movie theaters full of men, women, and children, every day he's saying, martial law is good. We're going to have martial law. No criticism of the government, curfews, secret arrest. It's all going to intensify. This is freedom. Folks, martial law is not freedom. Appointed presidents is not freedom. But there's this big celebration at the UN with Tony Blair and George Bush, and, oh, we've handed it over, they're now free. It's as fake as Bush on the aircraft carrier, even more fraudulent than Bush on the aircraft carrier with mission accomplished in red, white, and blue, a giant banner, you know, strutting around in his fighter pilot outfit. I mean, the mission was not accomplished. It was not the end of military operations. This is the same president that, remember, that got up there at the last State of the Union and called for the biggest amnesty ever. An amnesty that will make anyone and everyone that can get here, who is here, legal, that allows corporations to pay to bring people here, that erases the border entirely. They call the biggest amnesty ever, dwarfing anything ever known by Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan or George Herbert Walker Bush, and he gets up there and says, this is not an amnesty. A five-year-old could look at the facts and know that's a lie. But I've had neocons corner me on the street and go, it's not an amnesty. Campaign finance is good. UNESCO's good. You know, the government's not doubling its growth rate. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And Bush has said he's going to sign the assault weapons ban. You people are idiots. I mean, what is your major malfunction? And you know what? You'll deny there's a draft coming until it happens after the next terror attack, and then you'll be out there, good, good, good. Well, you just send your children then, okay, to have their arms and legs blown off and to breathe depleted uranium, which is going to be the number one cause of death, folks, and to take all these experimental vaccines. You just send yours, okay? Don't ask for mine. Don't you dare. Let Bush send his daughters. Let Cheney send his daughter. Let them send their children for their corporate war of greed and pure evil. I'm not going to be part of this. All right, folks, we're going to break, and we'll take your calls on these subjects and more at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. More news coming up.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizens Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space. Just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barley grass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, black seed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
All right, my friends, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. But before we do that, let me continue with some of the most important news. Now, last week I mentioned this. Capitol Hill Blue does a lot of really good reporting, a lot of accurate reporting, but I really don't buy into this. And now it's been picked up by a bunch of other newspapers. Bush going crazy, says his age. This is from the Asian News Channel. U.S. President George Bush is said to have gone crazy, at times going over the edge in cursing the media, which he does do. Does that mean he's crazy? And liberal critics, while calling them enemies of the state, the Daily Times quoted an online publication, Capitol Hill Blue, is saying on Monday. Well, I mean, Dick Cheney, it's admitted in the Associated Press, yelling the F word at senators and freaking out. I mean, does that mean they're crazy? No, it just means they're bullies. Bush has become increasingly unpredictable and erratic, the report said. In meetings with top aides and administration officials, the president goes from quoting the Bible, that's to manipulate the population, in one breath to obscene tantrums against the media, Democrats, and others that he classifies as enemies of the state, it added. Now, are they teaching this doctrine? Was FEMA teaching this before Bush got into office? Was Bill Clinton teaching this? Did Bill Clinton want to blame Oklahoma City on talk radio? Did Bill Clinton throw tantrums? Did Hillary hit him over the head with an ashtray? Yeah, does that mean they're crazy? No, they're a bunch of animals, a bunch of criminals. In meetings with top aides and administration officials, the president goes from quoting the Bible in one breath to obscene tantrums against the media, Democrats, and others that he classifies as enemies of the state. Remember Newsweek last week with a picture of the Oval Office desk and the light shining down and, you know, Bush is getting orders from on high? I guess he is from the prince and powers of the air. From the angel of light, but certainly not from the God of the Bible, folks. From Yeshua or Yahweh, Jesus, Jehovah. Just absolutely amazing. I mean, Bush is a member of the one of the oldest and most admitted satanic cults, Skull and Bones. I've been to Bohemian Grove, where they worship Moloch. I mean, I don't care how nuts it sounds. Microchips under the skin sounds crazy. Secret arrest of citizens for no reason, with no trial, sounds crazy. Forced drugging of school children. Drug mental ill testing of the entire population sounds nuts. But it's all happening. You know, wires into your brain for depression sounds crazy. Truth is stranger than fiction. We just covered the documented facts here. And occasionally you analyze things that are, well, being discussed but are not totally confirmed, so we can just analyze them. Like this article, Is Bush Going Crazy? The headline is Bush Going Crazy, say his aides. But when Newsweek comes out and says, ooh, he's this big crazy Christian, that's meant to make the left hate Christians even more, but then at the same time bolster Bush's supporters. So that's double-edged propaganda by the establishment to reaffirm the status quo and polarization. Bush, my friends, is not a Christian. Come on. According to it, the worried White House aides describe Bush as a man on the edge, increasingly wary of those who disagree with him, and paranoid of a public that no longer trusts his policies in Iraq or at home. It reminds me of the Nixon days, it quoted a longtime GOP political consultant as saying, adding, everybody is an enemy, everybody is out to get him, that's the mood over there. So the globalists love to do this. They use Nixon to do their dirty work. They hang him out to dry. They use George Herbert Walker Bush to do their dirty work. They hang him out to dry. They use Bill Clinton to do their dirty work and then hang him out to dry in the media. Same thing with Bush, folks. Bush is a puppet. He doesn't run anything. Focusing on him is a diversion. I don't think Bush is crazy in the classical sense of, you know, he thinks he's the Pope or... you know, he thinks he's a pink elephant, or he thinks there's little men inside his head. Is he sociopathic? Is he a Luciferian? Is he evil? Absolutely. But is he cogent? Yes. From everything I've seen. But does he cuss at people? Well, that's been out for a while. I mean, does he blow up? Well, yes. But that doesn't constitute insanity. But again, it doesn't matter. Bush is a puppet, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we'll come back, go to your calls, get to a bunch of other news. There is so much of it today. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us. Okay, coming up, I'm going to get into House Bill would enforce Patriot Act secrecy clause. Activists cry foul in electronic voting in America. VP Dick Cheney has set a standard for war profiteering that others can only dream about. Weeks-old babies can walk, smile, yawn, rub their eyes thanks to the new 3D imaging ultrasounds they have, which this is from the BBC, while the FDA moves to ban these. Did you know that? They don't want you looking at your babies. They're not even saying it's bad for you, but they don't want you going and going to one of these medical institutions and seeing this, because they don't want people to see that it's a human being, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll get to that article. This also, Israel, major supplier of arms to Beijing. Why are they doing that? Because China then sells it to the Arabs. Foreign hands behind Iraq blast, experts say. The latest beheading and the latest killing of another soldier. Also, right to petition lawsuit dismissed by federal court in California on the Second Amendment. Just a lot of really, really important news. And new developments on what we covered last week, the new project called New Freedom. to forcibly test every child and adult for mental illness, and then to force drug the population. This out of the New Standard. White House may be planning nationwide program to diagnose and drug kids. And you read into the actual article, it's adults as well. Very chilling stuff. Also, fueling suspicion, the coalition and Iraq's oil billions. Coalition caught stealing more billions, just like Kofi Annan did. Just a ton of vital news coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and take a call from Virginia. Caller from Virginia, what's your name?
My name is Maureen.
Maureen, good to talk to you. Welcome.
Hey, I'm wondering, when you're talking about all this, the things that Bush is doing that appear to be so insane, I wonder if he's trying to build up an insanity defense with all the information that's coming out. Lord knows he deserves the death penalty. Maybe he just is trying to make people think he's insane. But the reason
let me state unequivocally that I wish no harm upon the person of the president.
You know what? We're a nation of laws. If he's a traitor, if he's treasonous, if he has killed a whole bunch of people by his complicity in 9-1-1, I don't wish any harm upon any innocent party. But that wasn't why I called. I called because I wanted to give out my website with you talking about the draft, if you don't mind.
Sure.
It's draftedintoslavery.com, and I would beg people. It seems like everyone thinks somebody else is going to do something, so nobody does it. Call.
Well, you know, that's a fabulous website name.
That, my husband thought of that. I had a lot of really cruel ones, like, who the heck do they think they are? And I was just saying nasty things about the politicians.
Well, there's a lot of people who have wonderful websites, but it's got a name like Squiggly Bob Tilde Double Q59987Q_W-187599-43. Hey, Alex, let me get the rest out of it on air. 759-43XQ578 Hopscotch 912Q49er. And I'm going, listen, you got to get a better name. That's the key. So when you call into talk shows or tell your neighbors, it's all about short and sweet, and then that's a great name.
Basically, I would beg people, if you have any decency in you, if you care about your children, call your Congress. Call your senators and your representatives. Tell them you have got to have a letter from them stating that they realize that this is against the 13th Amendment and that they will not violate their oath. And then, when you have that in your hand, then don't keep calling them every day. But until then, call them every day. Tie their time up. Tie their lines up.
Well, Maureen, for those who just joined us, I'm sure your call was spurred by the first article I covered. Army plans and voluntary call-up of thousands. It's already been happening, but these are the people who've already served, already volunteered years, decades in some cases. And they've already started this with some troops. Now they're going to expand it. And they say, sorry, you can't leave. You didn't read the fine print. Now, how can a neocon, a chicken hawk who's never even served or served with, in some silver spoon regiment during wartime and didn't show up half the time and was drunk and was AWOL for 2 years, how can they call these people bad who were saying, no, I signed up for 5 years. You can't make me stay another two. I mean, how can we do that? This is the worst type of draft of people who've already served. I mean, in Vietnam, they only made you serve, 10, 11 months, a tour. They didn't make you serve 3, 4, 5 years.
If the people don't rise up and speak up, they're going to keep on doing whatever they darn well please.
I hear you.
We have to call Congress. We have to go to the meetings that they have, in their little areas. We need to be very vocal.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. Good job. Yeah, there's so many wonderful websites, and they've got addresses 14 million feet long. I would challenge everybody out there, if you've got a good website, go spend $15 and buy a good name. Re-register your website. Get it off of wherever you've got it, where nobody can see it. That's just my recommendation. But side issue there. But still, the general public's in denial about the draft. Anything that's threatening to their little world, nope, doesn't exist, not true, until it's too late. then you'll have to live under it because you were in denial. Vince in Indiana. Vince, go ahead, sir.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good, my friend.
I went to a thing called a Freedom Fest about a couple months ago out in Las Vegas.
Okay.
I heard of James Boulevard. You know, he's written a book called Tyranny and Terrorism and the Quest for Justice and Peace and the Trampling of Our Freedom. And let me tell you something. When I got off the plane there in Las Vegas, this Homeland screener asked me where I was going. I said, well, I'm just going into the city of town of Las Vegas. I didn't specifically tell him where I was going, but he didn't like the tone of my answer. You know, when I said I'm not a physically imposing, you know, I'm a big person, but I'm not going to do anything wrong. I was with several other people, but you know, I came to find out, you know, listen to James Bobart, that they could have fined me for that. They could have detained me and fined me for that statement.
Absolutely. In fact, I have seen conservatively, I don't know, 70, 80 articles where you don't cuss, you're not even rude, you just say, hey, what's the problem? And they will slam you to the ground, take you back, and then fine you, or in some cases, criminally charge you. There have been confirmed cases of pregnant women having to take their clothes off in front of hundreds of people out in the open. And then a man complains and they arrest him. There have been cases of members of the media, the screeners say, what's on this tape? What's on this film? Well, I'm with the local CBS affiliate. What do you think, Sonny? That's it. Arrest him. So it's all selectively enforced. And now they're going to have these same low-grade moron goons. They're going to have them running security at the trains, the checkpoints on the roads, the malls. Chucky Schumer last week introducing a bill to put in airport-style security at the malls. Again, training us how to be slaves.
And that's the sad thing, because this is James Boulevard. He said the same thing, you know, that we're now into this nice evolution of a police state.
Yeah, it's it. Thanks for the call. It's been all over the news, sir. All over the news. I mean, there was a guy, I keep using this example, but I see one every two or three days. But a British businessman, no criminal record, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I say that because imagine how bad it is if you're a person with a little bit of, you know, melanin into your skin. Done nothing wrong, but you got a tan skin, you're really in trouble. This guy had a outstanding thing on his credit out. Supposedly hadn't paid $2,000 on a car he'd bought 10 years ago. He was arrested, put in wooden restraints, a type of stock, for 24-plus hours. They ate hamburgers in front of him, laughed at him. This is all admitted. This is mainstream news. And then it came back that, oops, he really had paid for the credit. He had paid for the car. So, see, that's caps too, folks. Haven't paid a credit. And type in caps to credit report into search engines. It'll pop up. Your credit is looked at. I mean, folks, I got to be honest with you. I've got a couple slow pays where I get so busy I forget to pay a mortgage or I forget to pay a car payment. Just for a couple weeks late, you get a slow pay. I got a couple of those. They're almost off my credit now, but you know, you go to buy a new car, and they go, oops, sorry, your interest rate's going to be a lot higher because you had a slow pay 5 years ago. I mean, I got pretty good credit, folks. So instead of 0%, you know, interest rate, you get 0.5 or whatever. But imagine what it's like for somebody who got sent all those credit cards when they were a teenager. By the way, now that I have a little bit of money, I don't get sent credit cards because I don't have any credit cards. But back when I was in college and was absolutely broke, you know, working two jobs, I got a credit card every week. Sometimes I'd open the mailbox and there'd be three credit cards in there. But on average, it was about one a week. And you've been approved for $2,000, Mr. Jones. But as soon as I'm out of debt, predominantly, and as soon as I don't have credit cards, cut them up years ago, I don't get them sent to me. In fact, I kept one Visa and never used it. It was for emergencies. I guess 3 or 4 years ago, I get a letter going, we're dropping you because you don't hold a balance. I mean, I just had the Visa in case my debit card didn't work, which I don't use a lot. I usually use cash. You know, just backup forms of money, of cashless society control grids information. I don't know. It's just now your credit is gonna affect you. Ridge has said it's going to be on your national ID card, which you'll call your state driver's license, federally mandated, federal setup with your card, really a federal ID card. And if you've got bad credit and you try to get a job, you're going to have a yellow level on that card, Ridge said. Because statistically, somebody who's got bad credit's more likely to be a criminal or a terrorist. And, you know, criminals cause crime and undermine the state, which aids the terrorist. Hence, all crime is terror. And because statistically, having bad credit means you might commit crimes, statistically, then you can't have a green-level job. And a green-level job is taxi driver, bus driver, food service, agricultural worker. This is the stuff they're listing. Folks, you think I'm joking? Oh, man. Again, I'm just going to say it again. We knew it was going to happen. The Supreme Court comes out yesterday and says we can secretly arrest citizens for any section under Section 802, any misdemeanor. You can secretly be held, and you get no trial, no lawyer. Then there's this weird clause about, but you can complain to the judge advocate general. You can complain to the prison you're being held in. That's like, you know, a Pole or somebody who's been grabbed by the Nazis in Poland, and they go, oh, well, you've been secretly grabbed in the middle of the night, but you can complain to the commandant. You know, that's your freedom. I mean, it's such doublespeak. Again, we've given Iraq freedom. We've put more troops in. The new president says he's going to declare martial law. Our government appointed him. He's surrounded by special forces with machine guns. We run all the prisons, run everything, but it's freedom. If the Russians came here and took out the Congress and then appointed a new Congress, that would be democracy, much less a republic. I mean, no, that's a fraud. And it's the same thing with all this other stuff. You know, it's just, oh, we can secretly arrest you and secretly hold you and give you no trial, but in a blow to the Bush administration, you can complain to secret federal judges. Oh, wow! Oh, my goodness! Man, that really showed Bush. Danny in Tennessee. Danny, go ahead.
Alex, hey, I've got some news about the draft. But first, I wanted to comment real fast. I watched George Humphrey's video on Prison Planet TV last night.
Oh, great.
With my wife and I've been researching the New World Order for several years and black magic Satanism and trying to learn my enemies. And after we watched that movie, we literally wept for about an hour. I mean, I was just so overwhelmed by the evil in our society and how people think it's good, and it's good when Iraqi children are killed. And just a really eye-opening video, and people need to check that out.
Well, it's on PrisonPlanet.tv for members, but you can buy a VHS or DVD copy at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com right now, folks. One copy's $19.95 with a free 80-plus page color booklet, a bibliography with photos that goes over the film. The film was made off the book. And if you buy a second copy, it's $14.95, so that's two copies for $34.95 and three books. So it's a great deal, folks. Take advantage of it. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I had been doing some research to see when the war crime immunity ended. And, of course, it ended July 1st, 2004, the day after we were supposed to hand over. And I called my senator from where I live here in Tennessee, and we were talking about the draft. And he told me that Donald Rumsfeld has already been given the authority by Congress to conscript 20,000 people, and that they were going to add a battalion to every single division in the armed forces. And I mean, a battalion, you know, you're looking at 1,000 to 2,000 people added to every single division.
Well, it's a lot more than 20,000. They're talking about this new draft being 2 to 4 million in the first round.
Right. Yeah, it's just, it's scary. I mean,
So you're, who did you talk to that said that?
I spoke to Senator Alexander's office, and they told me that I spoke to their Washington, D.C. office. They were telling me about that.
Well, I think they're calling it conscription by calling people up who served their tours already.
Right, yeah. It's after you, if you go in for 4 years, you're also, you have to spend 8 years in the inactive reserve, and that's what they're doing. They're calling people up out of that, which is, you know.
Well, it's more than that. There's also a clause that they can, you know, re-up you regardless even after the 8 years.
Yeah, it's just, it's horrible. I mean,
look, I've read the articles where people served, you know, 12, 14 years, and they're leaving, and they go, nope, can't leave, another 2 years.
Yeah, it's just awful.
Hey, look, even in Vietnam, after a year, they got you out of there. People can't handle this stress that long. It destroys them. And they're going to keep them in there 2-3 years in Iraq apiece? Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, my friend. We'll come back, take more calls. Got a guest coming up as well. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Right, folks. Alex Jones here, back live. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's go ahead now and go to Dave. Dave, where are you calling us from?
How you doing, Alex? Calling from Philadelphia.
Good, my friend. Welcome.
Listen, Alex, I just wanted to thank you for waking me up yesterday. I stumbled upon your website through other means, and I'd just like to say that convinced me. I went out and bought my first gun today because I see what this world is coming to, and realized my right to bear arms is probably going to eventually try to be taken away from me, so I figured I better take advantage of it right now.
Well, you know, that's a good thing. I've said that many times, that I don't want to offensively go out and use guns against anybody unless they're breaking in my house, you know, a common thug or a Nazi, you know, black ski mask Nazi. But the mere fact that we're armed is an insurance policy against tyranny. If they had our guns, they would have already moved.
Exactly. I was never armed before, and you woke me up. I had to be armed now. I went out this morning and purchased my first gun. And I'd like to make a second comment about George Bush and his supposed Christianity.
Yes.
How can he be a Christian when he allows federal judges to remove every Christian symbol that's in the United States?
Well, not only did Bush not help Judge Roy Moore in Alabama with the Ten Commandments situation debacle, but he then promoted to a federal judgeship the attorney general of that state that went after Judge Roy Moore.
Exactly.
But again, we're supposed to ignore that, too.
Right. And he wants to wear it on his lapel, like we're all supposed to bow down to him. And I'd like to ask you one question, and maybe everybody else could wake up because of this. What can one person with their voice do do we need to have an organized resistance, or can you really just use your voice? Because if you just use your voice, I mean, won't they just knock you down, charge you with something, put you away?
Okay, number one, there's only 650,000 police. That counts federal. Most of the military's woken up and is on our side. A lot of police are good people. It's the people in command that are bad, trying to sell us on this police state tyranny. This is a war of the mind, an info war. Most of it is not physical. It's mental. It's psychological. And so you have to educate people about the crimes of this government, the ruthless things this government's done, whether it's John Kerry or George Bush or Hillary Clinton. They're all puppets. Right. You've got to just expose that. And if you wake up 20 people in the next year, and they wake up 20 people, and they wake up 20 people, I mean, one person can do so much, but you can't think that you're going to save the world by yourself. With God's help, it's all of us doing a little something every day, informing somebody, getting people out of this system and to be conscious of it.
Well, thanks to you, Alex. You woke me up, and I've already woken up a few of my friends. And, you know, me and my girlfriend's out here last night watching your video on Infowars.com, and she had to leave the room. She was so terrified. I mean, it's unbelievably shocking to think that our lives are under attack the way they are.
And that's actually what elites have done throughout history. That's the norm, but somehow they convince us that, oh, no, that isn't the norm. In fact, that's impossible. Governments only do good. Thanks for the call. Good to have you on board, my friend. And by the way, if you want to see these videos that are waking up so many people, this guy woke up yesterday seeing one of them online, go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up for 15 cents a day to watch all my films and other films and weekly TV reports and the best audio interviews from this broadcast, PrisonPlanet.tv, or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order VHS or DVD copies of my films or other films that are just so good, so informative. There's a toll-free number to order my videos or the books I carry or the book I've written. 1-888-253-3139. What's stopping you, folks? You want to tool the white people up? These videos have proven they can do it. A lot of new stuff on the website as well. So 1-888-253-3139. My videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece. Some of the other videos I cover are $19.95 that I sell. But if you order three or more of any of my videos, they drop down to $20 apiece. 1-888-253-3139. All that evil men and tyranny to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. All right, we got a guest coming up, and we'll also be taking your calls. Stay with us.